celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of you and your furry best friend. My first guest is Dr. Shelley Rubin, who represents the wellness brand of natural pet food, Well Pet. Hi, Dr. Rubin, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan, and thank you for inviting me. Happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you. Same to you. Now, this is the time that we really have a lot of fun around here, and I know that there are a lot of holiday foods that are unsafe for our pets. What can we feed them instead?
Well, it is a great time for all of us, including our pets, and we certainly want to include them into our festivities. But, you know, we, as a pet owner, we have to all be responsible, and there are a number of foods that are toxic to our pets and can cause some problems. And when we just don't think about it, if we leave things around, they get into it. As an example, chocolate. I know everybody knows chocolate is toxic to pets, but if they don't, they're going to hear it on your show. So chocolate is toxic. Dogs particularly are not able to break the component in the chocolate down to a safe level, and that's theobromine, which is like caffeine for us. And people can break it down real nicely, but if dogs get enough chocolate, particularly baking chocolate, by the way, they can go into seizures, have vomiting, diarrhea, become very hyperactive, and can actually die. So we have to be really careful about leaving those chocolate chip cookies around and those chocolate cakes, because you know our pets, you know, they're very, if it's there, they're going to try to get at it. So that's one thing. The other thing, of course, that we overlook often is leaving a glass of alcohol around. You know, pets love to taste things that are laying around. Even a cat will go and take a few licks of beer. But a very small amount of alcohol, like whiskey or vodka or gin, can actually kill a pet. So it's very important to keep those glasses that have liquor in them, to keep them out of the way of our pets. And, of course, artificial sweeteners. You know, we don't think too much about it. You know, if a pet eats a piece of gum, we're not thinking too much about it, but if it's got xylitol in it, and the pet gets the xylitol, which is the major artificial sweetener in many of the candies and gums today, will cause a precipitous drop of blood sugar. And those animals, if they don't get veterinary care right away, can actually also die. So it's a very serious problem. And, of course, everybody knows about grapes and raisins. That's been on the Internet now for several years. They are toxic to the kidneys. And macadamia nuts. So we all love macadamia nuts, but you don't want to give it to your pets. You don't want to have them down there where they can eat them, because that can cause weakness, tremors, paralysis, and also can cause death in severe cases.
Well, I think these are all really good reminders, and I know that we want to spoil our pets, and we spoil each other and our guests during the holidays. So what are good things that we can feed them instead and still make them feel like they're part of the festivities?
Well, I think feeding is a very complex and confusing situation for most of us. I mean, if you go down the aisles where pet food is, you see that they sometimes are stacked from floor to ceiling. They're all colorful packages, and you just don't know what to buy. Many of these packages, you know, are really more consumer-oriented than they are good for your pet. You know, I like, and I've been practicing for over 40 years, so I know almost every pet brand, that food brand that's out there. But as far as a commercial food goes, I really like to use a natural, wholesome food. And I particularly like the Wellness brand. I mean, I just happen to like it because it's got so many different foods within the brand itself that take care of all lifestyles of pets. It's made with real food ingredients that have high-quality protein, wholesome grains, fruits, vegetables, fatty acids, you know, omega-3 and omega-6, which are good for us, are also great for our pets' skin and hair coat. And these are the same nutritious ingredients that you and I would purchase for ourselves. So there's no preservatives, no food colors, no wheat, corn, or soybeans. These are the kinds of things we want to feed our pets. We want to feed them a highly nutritious food that's very natural, so we're not feeding them a bunch of junk. And this is the time of the year, unfortunately, as you probably know, we always treat our pets with a lot of food. That's the way we show our love, just like we do for people. And unfortunately, obesity, better than 50% of our pets are obese. So if you use a high-quality food like wellness, you can measure out exactly the amount you want to give your pet. They feel fuller because they clearly are getting a higher quality nutrition, not a lot of filler. And therefore, you know, if you're just very careful and stay away from table food and buy, for instance, the wellness treats, which are outstanding, and they're, you know, and give the high quality without the fillers in them, your pets will be very happy, and you will too, because you'll see them begin to keep thin and trim, and they'll have nice shiny hair coats, and your pet in general, just like I know everybody's heard this before, you are what you eat, and not only for us, but it's also our pets too. So use a high quality food like wellness, and of course I love the wellness Pure Rewards treats, because it's a great way to give your pet something rather than from the table, which can cause diarrhea and vomiting and pancreatitis and all sorts of terrible things. And you don't want to have to visit your vet on Christmas Day. So just use some common sense tactics and be responsible as a pet owner.
Well, I think that's all good tips and reminders. And one more thing I did want to ask you before we wrap up is, beyond the food, there's holiday decorations that are unsafe for pets. Can you give us a real quick rundown of what some of those items might be that we may not think about when we decorate our home?
I certainly can. And a number of these would be, like, for instance, when you wrap presents or unwrap presents as you're tearing them open, ribbon and string, you know, cats love to play with that, and they start playing with it, and then it gets in their mouth, and pretty soon they're swallowing it, and then it causes an obstruction. So you want to avoid that. It's very important to secure your Christmas tree if you have one. Knocking over a Christmas tree seems to be one of the big issues for our pets, particularly cats, when they jump up in the tree, because they see all this sparkle, the tinsel, and the lights, and everything. So it's very important to secure it. Happens to be one of the, at Christmas time, one of the big reasons for house fires is a knocked over Christmas tree from a pet. So secure that tree, or keep, better yet, maybe keep the pets if you can out of that particular room. And electric cords, you know, puppies and kittens love to chew on electric cords. And if they're down on the floor, they chew them, and of course they'll get electrocuted. They usually burn their mouths and can have some severe injuries. So we want to be really careful about that. Glass ball, you know, the decorations that we hang on the trees, they can, when they break, they can eat the glass. That can be an issue. You just have to be really safe in what you're doing. Poinsettias can cause an upset stomach. We used to think they're poisonous, but there's been no really signs of that causing a problem. But mistletoe is extremely toxic to pets, and holly and lilies, these are all can cause death, so we want to be really very careful. I might mention to your listeners that if they're interested in the different plants, I would suggest going to the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center online, and that is ASPCA.org, and they have a list of all the toxic plants. There really aren't too many safe plants. You know, pets like to eat them and they vomit from it, but it's a great way. And I don't know if everybody knows, there is a poison control center for pets. And if your pet should happen to get into something and you need to call, they're available 24/7, as mostly many emergency clinics for our pets are. And there is a fee for that, but my gosh, you get all the right information on whether you should make them vomit or not make them vomit, or what the signs are and what the antidote might be for these things that they might get into. So, you know, play it safe. I always say, you know, our pets want us to take good care of them, and it's our responsibility to do that. And, you know, after all, they're our best friends.
I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Oh, I do. You know, I mentioned to you before about how much I love the very healthy, wholesome foods that Wellness makes. And they make a bunch of rewards. They're Wellness Pure Rewards, which are really a natural jerky treat, and they're more than 90% meat, and they're grain-free, and they're a great way, again, to treat our pet during the holidays without giving him table food. And so these kind of rewards, like I say, you can still fulfill your need to have to treat your pet with, you know, love your pet with food, but we can give a nice, nutritious treat for them. And so I brought with me the Wellness Pure Rewards to in order to give to one of your listeners.
That is perfect. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the Sock and Chewy Natural Dog Treats from Well Pet. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Dr. Rubin, for taking the time to talk with me today.
My pleasure, Susan, and have a wonderful holiday and a safe one for our pets.
For more information, visit wellnesspetfood.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about how you can get your dog on canvas. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, presents its annual 25 Days of Gift Giving. Every day in December, you can log on to enter for your chance to win the featured gift of the day. The December issue features contests, adoption stories, destination reviews, where to dine Fido alfresco style, and the perfect ski town to visit with your furry best friend. Visit their website for a free online preview at www.fidofriendly.com and find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by Orvis, the company who originally introduced the first dog bed, the Orvis Dog Nest. They have the perfect gift for your pet. Log on to Orvis.com to find the perfect gift for Fido. My next guest is artist James Jimenez. I hope I said that right, James, owner of James Art Studio. Hi, James, and welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Susan. Hi.
Hey, you know, you have a great website, jamesartstudio.com. It features many beautiful works of art. And have you always been interested in pets as subjects?
Yes, I have. Ever since I was a child, I always wanted to draw animals, and I love the wildlife as well. And it's just that there was just, it's so nice to just get to capture their emotions, and I've always been attracted to that.
Well, it's really a gift. I can't draw a stick figure, and I'm being very serious about that. And one of the things I love about your website is we can actually look and see what you're currently drawing, which I haven't seen that before. That's really cool.
Thank you. Yes, I'm actually currently drawing two cats at the moment on an 11 by 14 canvas.
When I looked at that, I saw there was a sketch of a gray and white cat, so I don't know if that's one you're working on.
That's correct, yes.
Is it? Yeah, that's really, really interesting. And is this how you normally work when people commission you?
Yes, I do. I like to keep the client updated on the process of the painting. And I usually start with a basic sketch, and then from there I start with a layer of paint. And every painting usually takes about 5 layers, but I like to keep it very simple at first in case there are any changes. But, yeah, that's actually the process that I take.
Well, now, what if people have several pets, but they're not all in the same photo? What's the process for that?
Well, what I do is I usually gather all the photos with all the pets that they want to use, and then I scan the photographs. And in my computer, I make just one, I turn it into one photo. So what I do is I gather all the animals in the same photograph, and then I'll sort of arrange them in a composition where they look really nice. And then once the client likes that, I go ahead and do the painting.
I think that's great because I know I get Christmas cards from my brother, and he's got quite the menagerie, and I found later that he was photoshopping because I thought, how did he get all those animals to sit still? I don't know.
Layers and layers.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, what is the most unusual request you've had involving pets?
I haven't had anything unusual. Usually the client knows what they want, and they really want for me to capture how their pet companion is really the way it is. They don't want me to do anything unusual. But, yeah, I haven't had anything weird or strange.
Yet, right? But you don't know about our listeners.
Well, I'm open for a challenge.
You know, have you noticed more requests been coming to you? Because certainly you're an artist, so you have a whole different genre. It's just not pets. But have you noticed more requests for pet portraits?
No, not really. No, I haven't. I haven't noticed more requests on that, no.
Because it seems to me that more and more people are treating their pets like part of the family, and it maybe this is something that you've been experiencing all along. But I know a lot of times we'll talk to people, and maybe they're just a first-time pet owner, and they just pull all the stops out. So I just wondered if you saw like an increase of that over the how long you've had your business.
Well, usually people do like a painting or a photograph of their pet. But they always don't know which one, because they have 100 pictures with 100 different looks that they want to capture, but they just don't know which one they want to turn into a painting. But yeah, I think people do want a painting, they just don't know which one. And also a lot of new pet owners will like to have a painting of their pets. Definitely.
And how long does it take normally? So if you just determine this is the subject and this is the picture that they want you to go from, what really is the length of time it takes you from the beginning to a finished portrait?
I say 3 weeks. Yes, from the first layout to the finished product, a good 3 weeks. And that's working on that painting, I'll say, maybe twice or three times a week. Because when you work with oils, in order to create a certain effect on the painting, especially when you're working on the fur and you want the fur to look really real, you have to let the paint settle for a while. You have to let it dry and then apply the second layer.
Well, I guess any listener that's considering this, they better get in touch with you right away so that they can get this in time for the holidays.
Yes, absolutely. This will be a great time.
I think it would make a great gift, and I understand that you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, I do. I'm willing to do an 8x10 charcoal drawing on a acid-free paper.
Oh, that's amazing. Everyone really needs to take a look at the website, jamesartstudio.com, so they can see what this is. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive this wonderful sketch from James Art Studio. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, James, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan, for having me on the show. It was a pleasure talking to you.
For more information about how you can commission a portrait of your pet, log on to jamesartstudio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about quality embroidered products for pets and pet lovers. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto-Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, presents its annual 25 Days of Gift Giving. Every day in December, you can log on to enter for your chance to win the featured gift of the day. The December issue features contests, adoption stories, destination reviews, where to dine Phyto alfresco style, and the perfect ski town to visit with your furry best friend. Visit their website for a free online preview at www.phytofriendly.com and find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Rosalind Nosco. She's with Pets Are Loved. Hi, Rosalind, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Susan, for having me. I really enjoy being on the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I loved looking at your website, Pets Are Loved, and that's pets-are-loved. You have so many wonderful examples of what people can have embroidered. What are some of your best sellers?
Yes, thank you so much. In fact, the R in the company name stands for my first name, Rosalind. That's why I came up with that name. Of course, at this time of the year, my custom pet Christmas stockings are extremely popular. A customer can choose to have a stock design or a photo of their own pet recreated in embroidery and have it put on a pet Christmas stocking. Throughout the year, other items that are popular are the embroidered clothing items that I customize with a dog or cat or horse, and along with that I can add names of the animal or text to the design, whatever the customer wishes, and have it put on a variety of things for clothing or home decor items.
Well, when we go to your website, it's really extensive, so the people really need to take a look at it because you have so much to offer. But what is a simple, if you were to walk through the steps for custom work, what would we want to do, like step one through the end?
Sure. Number one, they can first decide if they want to use a stock design, and I have a variety of stock designs by breed of dog or cat. I also do horse or companion bird embroidery, and if they find a design that they would like but would like to add a name or some verbiage to the design, I use embroidery software to edit the design and add to that to enhance it further. Or if they should choose to have a photo of their own pet recreated in embroidery, they would send me a photo, a good quality JPEG. It would have to be non-professional or commercial photo. In other words, we cannot, because of copyright, use a photo unless we have permission from the owner of the photo. And that is then digitized and turned into an embroidery design file that I then sew out.
And what it's, you know, you, there's, like I said, there's a lot to offer, you know, clothing and that type of thing. What are the price ranges we could expect to consider when we're on your website?
Right. What I do is I base my pricing on a combination of stitch count and material costs and the time it takes to create something. So the price ranges for the embroidery designs range from approximately $5 up to $45 or $50. The digitizing from a photo, which is a very extensive work, starts around $50 to $60, and then add to that the cost of the embroidery.
So when it's really going to depend how long we would wait for an item to be shipped and received, depending on how extensive the work that you're going to have to do on your end.
Right. If a customer were to choose a stock design, the turnaround is generally 7 to 10 days. If it was an embroidery from a photo, add to that approximately 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, too, because if people are looking at these for gifts, they really need to be checking out your website right now. And do you have a most unusual custom order you have received, something you want to share with us?
Probably not unusual, but unique. I pride myself in working with the customer to create exactly what they want. For example, a customer in Colorado wanted a memorial pillow made up from the photo of a pet that had died several years ago. And he wanted the photo of the pet embroidered on the front of the pillow and then a pocket on the back of the pillow to hold the remains of the dog. I'm currently working on two Santa dachshund applique designs on a sweatshirt, two dachshunds facing a Christmas tree with an ornament in their mouth. That's really cute.
Oh, that looks really cute.
Yeah. And then,
are you going to put that on your website for people to see, too?
I will. And then a recent customer fell in love with my horse design, that the old gray mare ain't what she used to be, and it was going to be for their mother-in-law for a Christmas gift. So I suggested that we put it on a walker bag because she lives in an assisted living center and relies on a walker for walking.
Oh, that is really cute. That sounds like you really work closely, and I think it's really different in today's market to be able to actually have a hands-on, consultation with a designer. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
I do. I'm offering an embossed fingertip towel in a neutral color. The person can choose either an embossed paw or an embossed breed design of a dog or a cat.
That is wonderful. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive an embossed fingertip towel. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Rosalind, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan.
For more information, log on to PetsAreLoved.com, and that's Pets-R-Loved.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about coats completely made in the USA for Fido. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
We're going behind the scenes with the office's Jenna Fisher.
I'm an adult human, and I have to protect my food from my pet cat while I'm eating. I have to, like, guard my plate. When I have dinner parties then, you know, I have to put him back in the bedroom because, or if he jumps on the table, I act like it's the first time he's done that. I'll go, oh, my goodness, I don't know why he's doing that. Oh, my, I'm so sorry.
Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon Eastern, XM 166.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My next guest is Leanne Rottler of Bub Dog. Hi, Leanne, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love your website, bubdog.com. Before we talk about all the lovely and stylish canine coats, how did you come up with the name Bub Dog? B-U-B.
Well, it's of course very different, but it starts the way most stories do, and it's named after our eldest dog. His name is actually Aldo, but since the name Aldo obviously is already taken by a national shoe store, we couldn't really use that name, so his nickname is actually Bub. And Bub also in some cultures is known to refer to little boys or terms of endearment, so it's for that, and also Bub doesn't necessarily sound very couture-ish. It's more your, you know, dog next door, and that's really what we were looking for.
Well, it is so cute, and your website has such a great slogan, real dogs do wear coats.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Of course, it's slightly humorous, but it also aligns very closely with our mission. We very much want to get folks out there, you know, outside in any type of weather with their dogs, exercising and running and whatnot. And we also realize that dog apparel isn't necessarily top of mind for some folks, and maybe especially men. I don't want to be sexist, but I think that's true. And so we don't necessarily want to say dog clothing. Sometimes it brings to mind, you know, dogs, you know, wearing tutus or something like that. And not that we're against that, you know, in moderation when appropriate, but we're really into dog outerwear. And that's what, you know, the terminology that we use. And that's why real dogs do wear coats.
I know. My lab and my boxer, my lab really, I think they both think that I'm crazy when I put something on them. They look at me like, what are you, what are you doing?
Exactly, exactly, right, right. But I mean, you know, there are great coats out there for performance, and there are those that look great. And what we're trying to do is merge the two and really get the protection they need and also maybe look a little stylish at the same time.
Well, what size dogs can you accommodate?
Right now we have back length size 8 through 28. So that's about, you know, a Chihuahua through some Bloodhounds or Dobermans or even Greyhounds. And actually we do fit the longer breeds you mentioned our website, and we have a Corgi on the website. So longer backed breeds that sometimes have, you know, hard to fit problems.
And something that you're doing I find very interesting, and I always I like to applaud the efforts of businesses when they do something beyond, you know, selling their product. Talk to us about Stop the Shivering campaign.
It's so near and dear to my heart. Stop the Shivering is something that we wanted to do to reach out to shelters and rescues and provide coats for them. So what we decided is that it's very simple. 20 people, if they like or press a little like button for our Facebook page, we would donate a coat to a shelter or rescue of their choice. So we actually, you know, cull from our resources on the Facebook page, and we send out to those people. And interesting enough, we got 650 sign-ups in just 1 week. So we're very proud of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I think there's a lot of social media out there that you can avail yourself to, you know, obviously, you know, send that information over to Animal Radio and over to Fido Friendly, and
definitely,
we'd be happy to spread the word on that. And it seems like you've always coming up with something. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Sure. Great new things. I have three little Bichons, and I know that they are classified as non-sporting breed. But I get out there all the time and do tracking, dog agility, all sorts of dog sports with them. So we're very much into that here, and we decided that we would create some new, fun, and funky embroidery for dog sports, and we're going to put that on tote bags and fleece coats and all sorts of wonderful things. And it's really tattoo-inspired. It's a little modern and forward-looking. So look to see that on our website shortly.
Oh, that is so much fun. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
We do. It is a coat of choice. So if you go to our website, you can have a pick of any coat that we have, from our fleece turnout coats to our winter coats or our raincoats.
That is a perfect gift for this time of the year. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a coat for your canine from Bub Dog. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Leanne, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much, Susan.
For more information, please visit bubdog.com. That's B as in buddy, U, B as in buddy, dog.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking about a product that protects your furniture while looking stylish at the same time. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, presents its annual 25 Days of Gift Giving. Every day in December, you can log on to enter for your chance to win the featured gift of the day. The December issue features contests, adoption stories, destination reviews, where to dine Fido al fresco style, and the perfect ski town to visit with your furry best friend. Visit their website for a free online preview at www.fidofriendly.com and find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Do you love having your pets around you during TV time? If you're like me, a little cuddle on the sofa is just part of family time with my two dogs, Junior and Jake. And my next guest is Cheryl Boltsy with SureFit. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Tell us about SureFit. How long has the company been providing protective and stylish covers for furniture?
My goodness, this company has been in business since 1914. We're almost going on 100 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, very, very, very long time in the slipcover business, most definitely. So we're pretty much the experts.
I would say so. What are some of the most popular products? I know we've changed sofas over the years, and I've used a SureFit on several of my sofas, and I'm just wondering, there's more to it than that. What are some of the most popular ones?
I tell you what has been probably one of our best-selling products. It's called Stretch Pique, and really, stretch in general is a very form-fitting fabric, and what I think is fantastic about it is, first off, they're all machine washable. Everything we sell is machine washable now. But the stretch fabric, the properties of stretch, just like your clothes, if you were wearing some type of spandex or polyester shirt, it's going to hug the shape of your furniture. You know, sometimes clothes you want to be a little more forgiving, but in this case with your furniture, you really want to maintain the shape of what you love, whether you have a straight arm, a slightly curved arm, or a big fat rolled arm. You know, you want to keep the shape of the furniture that you really fell in love with to begin with. You know, but the pique is this polyester spandex blend that has a very soft hand, and it's very easy to put on, it's easy to take off, and it's machine washable. And that has pretty much been our best-selling fabric for a very long time. But
that sounds wonderful. That sounds like it would be perfect for almost anything. And I noticed from your website, surefit.net, that you have a special category for pets. So what are some of the products we can find there?
We currently, and this category is growing exponentially, some of the most popular products now for us are these pet covers. And what they are is, I have my pet cover actually over my slip cover, and you don't necessarily have to have that, but it's so quick. It's very, very, very quick, and it's a cover that wraps around the arms, and then it wraps around the back of the sofa, and it goes all the way down the back. And it really is a very, very fast, quick way to kind of cover your sofa if you're leaving the house. It's in place of the towel, the sheet, you know, the comforter that you actually use. You know, you don't really want to put those down for your animals when you leave. And this really is a very decorative, very pretty decorative, soft cover that is very easy to put on and very easy to take off. You know, not necessarily like the slip covers that require a little effort. This really does go on as quickly as you would almost put a towel down, but it's 100% prettier, and it actually looks nice if a guest should happen to surprise come over. You know, you have these furniture, these pet throws on your sofa that look beautiful. And
well, you guys
very
think
soft.
Of everything. You think of everything because you just described what we do. we have, I don't know how many blankets we have, and when we're back there watching TV and everybody's make sure they got a spot, and it is a little difficult to do the fire drill when we have company and we think, oh, did anyone go in the media room and pick up all those blankets?
It's a panic, isn't it? And you know, I know
it
my
really
cat, well, my dog, not even the cat, I have a little corgi, and he sleeps on the pillows in the back of the sofa. What? I don't even know. He just picked a spot. You know, you would think he would just lay on the cushions. No, he crawls up and lays on the back pillows. So the furniture, the pet cover, wraps around the back there, so it really does catch all the hair, you know, that he, the lovely, lovely little, you know, hairs that he leaves behind. So I find myself washing it at least weekly.
Of course. You know. Well, I also noticed on the website, surefit.net, that you have a growing category for the pets, like you said, but you're showing pet placemats and pet beds.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are. The placemat is actually, it really just is meant to be underneath your food bowl, your water bowl, and that's machine washable too. And the placemats that I got in the pet stores are plastic. So my dog's bowl slips. And this really is, it's fabric, but it's meant to be machine washable. So, you know, it really is a very quick cleanup. It's almost like putting a dish towel down, but this is specifically for the dogs and the cats.
There you go, talking about my house again.
I know. You know what? Anyone who has animals, and you know, it breaks my heart. I can't push my dog off the sofa. I mean, he's so cute.
No,
I'm sorry.
Let ours pick where they want to sit, and we just kind of drape ourselves around them. Another cool thing you have is the folding pet travel bed, and travel is near and dear to my heart, of course. And I love this. Tell us a little bit about this.
What this is the back side of it, the underneath side of it, is almost waterproof, and this zips up and folds up, and it really is meant to be a travel bed. And you can remove the cushions on the inside, so you can wash the outside of this. It's a micro suede. It's very, very soft. It's quilted. I would like to sleep on it. I got to tell you, it is so puffy that my son wraps himself up with the dog in the travel bed. You know, and it's kind of hard to get him to sleep on the bed. So he sleeps with the dog on this thing. It is very, very comfortable. And, you know,
well,
it just folds up and, yeah.
Yeah, it's neat. It's really good. It's one of those things you really can just grab and go. It looks like it had handles on it, and you can, you know, fold it in half and take off. And
yeah, exactly.
Just a lot of neat stuff. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, we do. We are actually giving away our deluxe pet cover. This has sanitized protective finish. It has a stay-put backing. It has a high-loft batting. It is easy on, easy off. It's machine-washable, deluxe pet throw, and it is very, very, very soft. And we are giving one away to one of your lucky listeners.
That is amazing. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a deluxe pet throw from SureFit. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Cheryl, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having SureFit. We appreciate it.
For more information, log on to SureFit.net. We're going to take a quick break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto-Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, presents its annual 25 Days of Gift Giving. Every day in December, you can log on to enter for your chance to win the featured gift of the day. The December issue features contests, adoption stories, destination reviews, where to dine Phyto alfresco style, and the perfect ski town to visit with your furry best friend. Visit their website for a free online preview at www.phytofriendly.com and find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. I am excited to introduce my next guest who has created a fabulous new way of looking at the same old photograph. Travis Mahoney is here from Lifeform 3D to tell us all about it. Hi, Travis. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi, Susan. Thanks for so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I know they say that a picture is worth a thousand words, but I don't think there are words to accurately describe your new invention. I'm going to call it an invention. So tell us about Lifeform 3D and why you created it.
Sure. Yeah. So Lifeform 3D started out as an idea, and the idea was basically, you know, how can we make the memories that we love so much in traditional flat prints, how can we make them more lifelike and engaging? And that was kind of the beginning, and what I discovered is I created a new material that allows us to take photographs. The material is sort of like a canvas material, and it sculpts like clay. And what I discovered is I started doing these samples. People would respond when they would see a photograph actually raised with physical dimension. They would respond by touching the picture and just the response when a flat picture comes into the third dimension. It was really fascinating to me how much it grabbed people's attention, and it just made it real lifelike. It became something that people started to talk about.
It is so unique. People will have to visit your website, lifeform3d.com, to kind of do the tutorial. But take us through the process, if you will, once someone submits a photo to you.
Sure. So people email us a photo right now. Eventually we'll have it set up on our website where people can upload their photos. Right now we have it so people email us the photo. They choose the size of the picture that they want. And then what we do is we crop the photo to make it get the best representation for whatever size they choose. We adjust colors if necessary. We also have an option where we can remove the background if there's, some people have old pictures and, you know, pets are not the easiest thing to photograph, and sometimes the background can be kind of noisy. And what we've discovered is if we remove the background and make like a neutral background, it even pops the photo even more. So we have that as an option. And then we print the photo on our proprietary material. We sculpt it. Every photo is unique. And we look at the photograph and basically bring it to life. And once we get it to the shape that we like, then we have a process where we harden it so it's set in that position so people can enjoy their memories in this new medium, this new photo sculpture.
Now, I was thinking about this. Are they easily damaged? Like if someone were to bump into it, because it's not behind glass, because, you know, people are going to actually physically touch it. If someone, knocked into it, will it dent it?
No, actually, that's part of the reason we hardened it. We want it to be preserved for a lifetime. And so really, and the material is very durable. So if somehow someone spills something on it, you can actually wash it off. It's the printing process we use, it literally embeds the image into our material. So the only way you could really damage it is if you had an X-Acto knife or something, you know, and you try to cut it up, you probably could damage it that way. But we wanted them to be very durable. We wanted them to last a lifetime.
And how long does it take when you first start? So everyone's agreed on the photo. How long does it take from that point?
Usually depends on the image, but we get them done within a day. Typically, it's just a few hours before we go through the whole process. But we do have a backlog, so right now the lead time is 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, boy. And so including the frame and possible custom engraving that you offer, what is the price range?
Well, we start out at $99, and we go up from there. The $99 gives you a 8x10, and it's matted and framed, and the larger size we go up to is a 16x20. So, yeah, we start at $99, and the engraved nameplate is an extra $10, and we found that, you know, customers usually like to personalize it even more.
Yeah, they're really lovely frames, too. And are you pretty, I guess you're pretty good at this, but I want to ask, are there any do-overs, or are you pretty right on the money the first time?
Yeah, actually, we have not had that request yet. We really pride ourselves to satisfy each customer. I mean, that's really where we get the joy is seeing how these new products touch people's lives, and that's what makes it worthwhile to us. So if something happened and a customer wasn't satisfied, yeah, we definitely consider doing a do-over or whatever it takes to get our customers satisfied.
That is so cool. It really is neat. I can't say enough about that. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, absolutely. We have a free gift for the lucky listener here, and we'll do a custom Lifeform 3D with an engraved nameplate, and I think you have the details how to enter.
We sure do. Be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a custom Lifeform 3D from your photograph. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Travis, for taking the time to talk with me today.
So much, Susan. Appreciate it.
For more information, please log on to lifeform3d.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Barnes & Noble or save a tree and subscribe to our online version at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, happy holidays, travel safe, and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.